You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
We're going to look in the book of Amos. Amos is a difficult book to find. Don't feel bad if you have to look it up, what page it's on. In my Bible, it's page number 936. It's Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah. I forget after that, so whatever's next. Jonah. But I hope that you'll find it quickly tonight. So good. I enjoyed your college girls, ladies that sang, and the college men that sang, and the church choir. Brother Eliud, do that more often. I don't know where you're at. I think back there. But do that more often. That is wonderful. Well, you ready for a hot dog? Not before a four-hour message. So I'm preaching rather short these days, I guess. But I appreciate today. The Lord's been so good to us. I look back. We had Sunday school and a great crowd here on Sunday morning. And Sunday evening, and now you're back, and I see you from Vallejo and from, well, everywhere. God bless you, and I'm proud that you're in God's house, up in the balcony and the lower floor. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, I want to thank you for this great, great day. It's been a good day, great day, exciting day, and I thank you for your love and your mercy to us. Now, Lord, I'd ask your blessing upon the preaching of the Word of God. What an important subject tonight. And I pray that you'd allow the Word of God to find lodging in our heart. Thank you for the Spanish ministry tonight. Bless it. And I pray your blessing upon this service here tonight. God, speak to our hearts is my prayer. For I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to look at one verse, and then we're going to use it as a springboard to another verse. I would like you to read in Amos chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 together. Amos chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Amos chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Emphasis on verse number 3. Ready? Begin. Hear this word. Tonight, my message is on simply this subject, walking with God. I want to be a pastor that walks with God. I want to be a pastor for you that walks with God. I fail so often at it. I get weary with myself. But I want to meet God in the morning. I want to walk with God through the day. I find myself throughout the day saying, God, please fill me with your Spirit again. I find myself talking to him and walking with him. And the older I get, the more real it becomes. I hope that you'll learn the joy of walking with God. Walking with Jesus. Carmen, that was your mother-in-law's favorite chorus, favorite song. Walking every day, walking all the way, walk. Walking with Jesus, walking with Jesus, my Lord. We used to sing that in elementary school. We'd sing that in high school. We sang that all the time growing up. Walking with Jesus, walking every day. I'd rather walk with Jesus than roam the paths of sin. I'd rather have his friendship than earth's best honors win. My one desire is to please him. So I'm walking onward, upward. Are you going to walk with God this week? You're going to have to make a decision right now. Freshman, you're going to have to make a decision right now. Am I going to walk with God this week? Staff members, am I going to walk with God? Deacons, am I going to walk with church family? Are you going to walk with God? Who are you going to walk with this week? And I tell you what, child of God, if you don't walk with God, you'll have a terrible week. you'll have a week that brings no glory to God. Can two walk together unless they be agreed? And I feel like today, pardon me, I feel like today, it seems like, I might be wrong, it seems like, and perhaps you'd agree with this, that we're trying to get God on our walking when He wants us to get walking on His way. Walking with Jesus, walking every day, walking in His footsteps, walking how He wants me to walk. And so tonight, with that in mind, can two walk together unless they be agreed? They meet, two must meet, they must agree to walk, and they must get started. Brother Chris Fanera, my son-in-law here, principal of our school for 20 years now, Brother Fanera and his wife walk every day, I believe. I saw them walking today, and they walked by our house, and I was out there watering some plants, and I got to see them for a minute, talk to them, but they walk every day. I don't know how long you walk. I don't know how far you walk, but to me, I watch you a lot of times hold hands when you walk. I watch you walking, and I'm wondering what they're talking about. They're probably talking about their mother-in-law or their father-in-law. Or their mother or dad, I'm not sure. But they're just talk. I love to see that. I love to see a couple walking together. You know, years ago, a big financial institution said the best thing that you could do for our company, the best thing that this company can, there were thousands and thousands and thousands of people at this great convention for this company. They said the best thing you could do is take your cell phone and leave it at the house and walk with your wife every day. That's the best thing that we suggest for our employees, that you walk with your wife every day. Can two walk together unless they be agreed? Enoch, in chapter 5 of the book of Genesis, Enoch walked with God. Chapter 6, verse number 9 of Genesis, and Noah walked with God. I'd like, if I was to, for some reason, pass away tonight and meet my Savior, I'd like it to be, He said, son, you walked with me. You walked with me in the journey of life. I have so many things to distract me. But friend, I tell you what, more than anything right now in my life, I want to walk with God. That's my goal in my life, walking with Jesus, walking every day, walking all the way. I want to walk with Him as Word. I want to walk with Him, as Brother Fanera said, singing to Him. I love singing. I'm not good at it, but I love to sing. And I love to sing to God. And I love to read His Word. And I love to pray. And I love to serve Him. Don't have to call me out of bed in the morning. I'm eager to go every morning of my life. And so tonight, walking with God requires a decision. And I've decided I'm going to walk with God. It's a direction. Here's a way I'm going to go. And it's a duet. Both of you walk together. Turn with me to Micah, Amos, Jonah, Micah. Micah chapter 6 tonight. When we think about walking with God tonight, I think of what the scripture says in Micah chapter 6. Verse number 8. He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require thee but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. I want to speak about those three things tonight as we're walking with God. Walking justly. Justly comes from that legal word. It's the word justice. When we have the city of Sunnyvale on the police cars, it says justice. And justice just means that I am going to decide a case. It's a legal case. That's what justice means. Deciding a legal case. It's the execution of judgment. And God says, I want you as a child of God to walk justly. I have to be just. When I was a father, it's hard to believe that this next week it's going to be 25 years that the Thompsons have been married. She left our home 25 years ago. That's hard to believe. That's, Brother Heath, that I can't wrap my mind around that. But when we had children in our home, we loved our children. We just loved our children. And we love them to this day. I was talking to Tim on the phone last night about some things. I love our kids. I love them. But you know, all three of our kids were so different. And I had to be fair with all of them, but I had to raise them all differently. One, you could just look at her and she'd cow down and she'd just fall apart. I could just give her the look and I had her right there in my hand. One was a little bit harder than that, and one could care less. You know, they're all different, but they've all turned out for God. But we couldn't handle them the same. I was on a plane years ago flying, and I got to the hotel, and it was before cell phones, so I called my wife and let her know that I arrived on the East Coast, and I'll be preaching that night. And I said, you know, I was on the plane today thinking of a $10 bill or $20 bill, I forget what it was. But I said, if we have $10 each or $20, and I gave it to all three kids. One would save it, one would spend it, and one would give it away. They're just all different. Every child is different. Don't tell me that Kevin Manley and Salome, they're raising their boys the same, yes. But those boys are different as night and day. They're just different. They're just different. And they're perfect boys. Amen. I mean that. They're perfect boys. I love them. I love them. But one is so reserved and one is just all over the place. You know, just all over the place. That's just life. And, you know, they may change in time. But God says I'm to be just in my dealings with my family, in dealings with this church. Every time I have an appointment with people, and I've had so many this year already off this property and away from this property so everybody doesn't know what's going on. But I've had so many appointments, a lot of sorrowful appointments. But I always ask God, God, help me be just with this person. Help me to execute judgment properly. Help me to instruct, help me to correct, help me to say, no, that's wrong. And I have a hard time saying that. But help me to say it when it's wrong. Because God says, Jack Treber, if you're going to walk with me, walk justly. Walk justly. The second thing he says tonight, and I want you to see it with me. He said, I want you to love mercy. What's the first one, class? What church? What's the first one tonight? To walk? And secondly, to what? Love mercy. Mercy is kindness. Mercy is pity. Mercy is goodness. And God tonight wants goodness out of my heart. He wants me to deal with everybody with goodness. He wants me to deal with everybody with pity. He wants me to deal with everybody with kindness. Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. God's institution, the church, needs a good dose of kindness today. Get off that internet. I don't know all about the internet. I don't even know how to use it. I've never seen it. But I'll tell you what, that internet is full of a lot of lies. I know we're on the internet. I know there's on the internet now we have probably 100 countries watching. We have every state watching. And God's people have been in church today, and you come home and you're sitting on the couch right now in North Carolina and South Carolina and Virginia. You're sitting on the couch right now. You're eating popcorn with butter, with salt, and with a root beer in your hand. Aren't you? I know you are. I've got my eyes on you, folks. You can do that. But you know, in this word mercy, God wants me to show mercy to everybody. Some members are easy to love. Some members are just easy to love. There's never a problem. If there is, they're quiet about it. Some are a little bit more difficult. But as a pastor, it's my job to have mercy on everybody. We sing, mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty. At Calvary, God says, I want you to have mercy in your heart. Amen. Ladies, do you have mercy? Do you have pity? Do you have goodness in your heart? Do you have kindness? I imagine being a wife and a mother is a very difficult thing. I imagine being a widow or a widower or living alone is a very difficult thing for you ladies. I imagine being single and waiting for the right person in your life is a difficult thing. I don't know where you're at in your life, but God says, I want you to walk in mercy. I want you to, roommate, have pity on your roommate. I can recall calling my dad. I had a roommate, he later became a pastor, but I had a roommate, the guy smelled so bad. He just smelled so bad. And he worked at a new diner. I won't even say what it was, unless he's watching tonight. I don't know if he's alive, but that was a greasy spoon. And he'd come in about 11:30 or 12. And he just smelled like grease. Brother Manuel, that's a terrible smell. I mean, it's not smelling like paint, it smelled like grease. And he came into my room. I always had the window open, though, snow on the floor outside, because I knew this guy was coming in, and about midnight, 11:30, stinking. He came in and he never showered. He came in from work and he never showered. I tried to hint to him. I said, wouldn't you like to shower up tonight? I was trying to be kind to him. I was trying to be kind. I can recall, I'm sorry I talked to you about my dad so much, but I can recall calling my dad. My dad was just an unusual man. He never had an enemy in this church, never anybody. He and Brother Van Dyke, the only men that ever got a unanimous vote. I never got a unanimous vote. Those two guys did. But my dad, I said, Dad, I'm with this roommate, and he stinks. He literally stinks. He smells. His shoes smell. His clothes smell. He smells. I'm going to the dorm supervisor and getting out of this room. I'm getting another room. They'll move me. He said, why would you want to do that, son? I said, because this guy stinks. I mean, it's awful, Dad. And he said, do you ever think that maybe God put you in his life to be a blessing? Boy, that was a dagger that night. My dad, when he moved away from here the last couple of years of his life, my dad, I'd call him. And they said, oh, made his day. Every day I'd call him. And just he just got so excited when I called. Hey, son, how you doing? Here's your mother. I mean, that's how he talks. And Tabitha said the other day, she said, you're doing the same thing your dad did. Hey, Tabitha, here's your mother. I'm so excited when I see it says on my phone, Tabitha. I can hardly wait to talk to her. But let's get it over and done with, and let's keep going. You know, God says, if I'm going to walk with them, walk justly. God's just. And walk, secondly, with mercy. Look at the third one. And he said, I want you to walk humbly. Walk humbly. Humbly is with modesty. It's lowly. It's no selfish desires, no selfish agenda in life. It's just to walk humbly before God. You know, I pastor this great, great church. And I'll tell you right now why it's a great church. Because you walk humbly. God's people here are so great. These senior boys and girls here and around, they're so good to me. The parents in this church, the adults in this church. But we have a church that's full of people that are walking justly and walking with mercy and walking with humility. You're not going to drag me into a fight. You're not going to drag me into a fight. My wife's not dragging me in a fight. She knows that. I'm not going to fight with anybody. I'm going to take a clear stand on what I believe. But I'm not going to fight with anybody. I don't want to fight. Yeah, I'll take a hot dog too. Thank you. I don't want to fight with anybody. I want to get up tomorrow morning and by the grace of God, just all day long till I pillow my head tomorrow night, I want to just walk justly before God. I want to walk in mercy before God. And I want to walk with humility of heart. And you know, if we could gather that, we wouldn't have all these issues. All fighting, all, I know this week I'll have this preacher call me and he's upset with this preacher and this preacher's upset with this preacher. And I don't want that. I don't want that at all. I'll say, can't you just get along? And if you can't you just mind your own business? Can't you just get along? I love my wife so much. I love Cindy Treber. She's been such a good mate to me. And I look at her sometimes at night when I'm up and I listen to her trying to sleep and I'll think, I married a woman way out of my league. I married such a good girl. And she's been such a good wife. But it's because she's lived this verse, to walk justly. People are not going to be just with you. That's not the issue. You must be just with them. People are not going to walk toward mercy toward you, but you walk in mercy toward them. People are not going to walk humbly before you. They're going to walk with pride spirit, but you be humble before God.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.